Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joshua Cardi has it blocked again! This time Jordan Davis, the big man, looks for the icing on one big cake! Eagles hang on!
Pretty rough beat if you had, you know, like the Rams plus 3.5.
Pretty great if you had the other side,
That's
though.
That's true. So the Eagles stay unbeaten. The Rams would have stayed unbeaten. You're unbeatens after 3 weeks. Colts, Chargers, Bills, Bucks, Eagles, Niners. Let's have a little fun here. Who will be the last unbeaten team?
Okay.
Now, in week 4 schedule, Joe, a pair of these teams will meet. Eagles and Bucks. Someone takes their first loss.
Okay.
Who is it?
Where's that game?
Tampa.
Tampa has come very close in back-to-back games against teams that are not very good. So I'll go Philadelphia wins that game.
All right, the Eagles win. We'll eliminate the Bucs here. The Chargers play the Giants.
They'll win that game.
Okay. The Colts, 3-0, play at L.A. the Rams.
I think the Rams take the Colts out.
Okay. The Niners play Jacksonville at home.
Yeah, they'll win.
Okay. On to week 5. Howard picks the Bills tomorrow. This is Joe picks the unbeatens. On to week 5. So we're down to just, in that scenario, Eagles, Bills, and Niners.
Okay.
Bills have the Sunday night game, of course, against New England in their snow rivalry jerseys.
Yep.
Bills win?
Yep.
Okay. Chargers host the Commanders.
I wonder if Jaden Daniels is playing by then. Chargers are...
Huh? Did you already knock out the chart? No, I didn't. Yeah, that's right.
They're at home. I'll say they win.
Yeah, because they beat the Giants. I forgot to write them down. Okay, they win. Chargers win.
Yep.
Eagles home against the Broncos.
Yeah, they're at home. Yeah. Eagles win.
Okay, and the Niners are at the Rams on a short week.
I'll have the Rams taken out undefeated in back to back.
Wait a minute. There's something in that matchup. Don't the Niners always win?
Is it the other way around?
One of them always beats the other. Shanahan either always beats McVay or McVay always beats...
Let's see.
I think it's Shanahan has him.
So Shanahan won. It looks like he had won 7 in a row.
Okay.
But since then, 4 for the Rams, 3 for the Niners.
Okay. But you're taking the Rams.
I'll take the Rams.
Okay. Chargers, Eagles, and Bills go to week 6 as the 3 unbeaten teams. All right.
Bills are off. No. One more, and then they're off. Week 7 bye.
Yes.
So Atlanta?
Yes.
They'll beat Atlanta. Penix. I wonder if Penix is playing. They're talking about... It was one game, but like it was so bad that Atlanta's talking about Cousins now. So
yikes.
Either way, I pick the Bills.
All right, you get the Bills. Chargers, Dolphins.
Chargers.
And Eagles, Giants.
Eagles.
Week 7, 3 unbeatens.
Okay.
Eagles at Vikings.
Did you see the report about McCarthy? He's not going to be back until week seven.
Okay.
So if he's playing, I like the Vikings defense. I'll pick the Vikings.
Vikings. I'm knocking the Eagles.
That'll be a low-scoring game.
Chargers.
Maybe a Carson Wentz revenge game.
Chargers hosting Colts.
Chargers win.
Okay. Week eight. The Bills and the Chargers, the only two unbeatens. Chargers host Minnesota.
I'll take Minnesota.
All right. Bills-Panthers. Bills are the last unbeaten.
Then the Bills will beat the Panthers.
I like how you just had Carson Wentz and or J.J. McCarthy knock off two unbeatens in a row.
I think their roster is awesome.
Their roster is very good.
And I love the coach. I don't know that McCarthy goes back in right away. Like they might have.
His numbers are worst quarterback in the NFL numbers.
Yeah. Like he might not have been that injured in the first place when they went to it. Like I guess maybe he is. Because where was the report? There's a report he's not coming back for like a month. And Wentz was fine yesterday. He didn't have to do a lot.
No, not at all. We'll get a call in here. Steven in Florida. Good morning, Steven. Welcome to Victory Monday. It's Buffalo Bills Football Monday here on WGR, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. On to the Saints this week. Steven, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, with the the game Thursday, it was really great to see Buffalo pull that out. People didn't remember they did win by 10 points. Now, granted, the defense did struggle, and I think the big surprise in that game was Tua's mobility. The defense just could not get him down. They came close a few times, but here's the main thing I wanted to say. I'm looking at the rest of the Bills season, and after yesterday, now we're only 3 weeks in, but a number of the opponents that the Bills have on the schedule lost yesterday. The Bucs barely beat the Jets. And now you got the Jets and the Dolphins fighting for who's going to get out of the basement of the AFC East first. But the thing I wanted to say is that this has been my concern looking at this schedule after the Bills beat the Ravens in that great comeback in week one. My biggest concern is this season. KC struggled yesterday. They're struggling on offense. The defense is basically what's winning it for them. So my biggest concern is the Philadelphia Eagles. If the Bills beat the Eagles, I believe the Buffalo Bills will be the first team or the second team in NFL history to have a perfect season by going all the way and winning the Super Bowl. But the defense, they definitely got to make some adjustments and step up because, going up against especially a team like the Eagles, they're not going to beat them if they don't do that. But I think Buffalo has the potential to do that this year and go all the way and finally bring home the Lombardi Trophy.
All right. Thanks, Steven. If the Bills are playing the Jets in the final game of the season with an undefeated record, they should definitely sit their starters, though. I mean, I don't know if we have to get that on September 22nd, but I'm going to go ahead and say, you sit your starters. Every important player you have.
Yes.
Every important player you have. They all sit.
Yes. It would be tempting.
I would not be tempted at all.
I'd be tempted to go be the best NFL team in history.
Congratulations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It cost you,
like, you want
it cost you Terrell Bernard, Spencer Brown, and, someone's playing with a little bit of a, you know, he can play through an injury. No,
I bet you they would play him anyway.
They should,
not the whole game, but they've had a lot of games in the past where they have played into around halftime, right, when they had nothing to play for, and if you had the bye coming the next week, I guess they'd play a little bit. I don't think they played the whole game, but they play some. Go get the lead and get out?
No, just don't play.
They will, though.
Don't play. There's not, I mean, the case against it is maybe in a month we'll have a conversation, or 2 months we'll have a conversation. Maybe they'll just lose to Atlanta. Maybe they'll just lose to the Patriots. Who knows?
Right.
So we can, you know, dismiss this entire conversation eventually, but I'm on record today, and I will not move off this. I will not be convinced otherwise.
I think it's possible to convince me. I'm with you now, but I think it's possible to convince me.
Shane in New Jersey is up. Hey, Shane.
Hey, Jeremy. Thanks for taking my call. Was up in Buffalo for the game over the weekend. Elite weather. Wish I got through my clubs. I don't know. Maybe it's a little too hot for elite season.
We're getting there. It's a little warm.
It's not humid, though.
No, it's not. It's
That's
beautiful.
The other good thing about falls. If it is warm, there's no humidity.
Yeah, and it's also breezy in the morning. Yeah.
Yep.
It was beautiful. But, we bounced around. You know, shout out with the Whalen. Had a great weekend.
Nice.
A couple of my things. One, I feel like the Bills kind of get a little stagnant in offense when they have the lead, and it's almost like McDermott going back to, like, I'm the defensive coach, we've got the lead, like, let's just not blow this and let the offense or let the defense seal the game. And we don't have the defense to do that, and it's been not only with Dable and Dorsey and now Joe Brady, it just kind of in the middle of the game just kind of goes, you know, kaput. And then the other thing, I don't know the numbers on this, but it seems like McDermott was the one leading the charge for no tush push with the competition committee, and it doesn't seem like we were using it. There was a couple times Thursday night where I thought we could, you know, use the tush push to get a first down, and it just felt like they tried to do something cute and creative and be like, hey, Lee, look, you can do it another way.
Well, I thought they were good in that, though, were they not? Their short yardage package the last couple weeks I think has been effective, and I'm kind of encouraged to see them going to other things other than the tush push myself.
Yeah, like, I was at the game, so it's harder to say, but, you know, sometimes I'm just like, you know, get the first down, keep the chains moving, don't overthink it.
Yeah. Thanks, Shane.
I'm watching. They did run the tush push against the Ravens on a 3rd and 1. They also ran it on 1st and goal at the 2. Cook was the guy behind them. They went left, though.
And they didn't get it. They got it on the 3rd, and they didn't push it.
Actually, it wasn't even really a sneak. Allen just called his own number and looked like went around the tackle.
Okay. And then on second down, Cook got stuffed, and on 3rd down, he leaped over and reached over.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, they're kind of doing it looks like, in some of these spots. But is that because McDermott's doing it on purpose to make a point to the league? Like, I don't know. Competitively, you still want to win these games.
There's a good point here brought up in the chat by Jason. I mean, your quarterback, does he have a broken nose? Is your quarterback's wearing a visor? Maybe we don't smash him into the pileup while that's the issue.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know if he has a broken nose per se, but, like, he's wearing a visor to protect from whatever he got, you know, smashed against the Jets. 803-0550, our phone number. Thanks, Shane, for the phone call.
They have not been in a situation where they've run it since the Raven game.
Fraught relationship with the tush push. One, I want it banned. I think it should go away,
yep.
Period. Two, I know the Bills have been pretty good at it. They're not as good as Philadelphia with it. Three, sometimes I like that they run it because it does work pretty well, but if they run it 3 times in the same game, I start to think, all right, what? You don't have any other ideas?
Right.
That's in the AFC Championship game. That's where I am. Like again with this, this is the huge game.
I just don't like when they run it on second and one.
Yeah, it's true too.
They did that a couple times last year, and yeah.
So I'm always conflicted with the tush push, just battling my own self.
I think in a year it's banned. This is it. Like there was Diana Rossini wrote a story about this. Like so one of the insiders, like he's going to need Jeffrey Lurie's going to need more than just the Jason Kelce speech that he got at the last year's owner meetings to get it to hold up again.
Yeah, Schefter had a tweet this weekend that was kind of odd. That was he wrote, "There's no guarantee." I got to find this tweet. It didn't even make sense to me to put out there as a story. "There's no guarantee they take up the tush push argument again this offseason."
Who? The Eagles?
The league.
Oh, the league.
The league won't. There's no guarantee there's even a vote this offseason, to which I thought, well, what's the opposite of that? There is a guarantee?
Yeah, there's no vote. There's no guarantee for new vote.
No, that's not the kind of thing that anybody guarantees. Who would guarantee it?
Yeah.
You need the competition committee to, what, they're going to come out in September and guarantee? Oh, I guarantee there's going to be a vote again. Because if you would say there, you'd guarantee there's a vote, why not vote now?
Right. Which, and if you were that close a year ago.
Right. It was a very odd, oh, okay, thanks for not guaranteeing what there'll be a vote on in May. Which, they could vote on it in March, table it till May. Who knows? There definitely no guarantee it goes away, but a strange thing to say there's no guarantee they vote on it.
A new proposal to ban the play would need a new author, more support, and more votes. One source told ESPN he did not know whether that could or would happen.
Right.
Right, like, what does that say?
That's not news.
Is that true, though, that, like, what, Green Bay can't propose it again? Is there a rule against that? Because if not, there were 22 teams that voted against it. Only you need one of them to say, hey, let's ban the tush push.
All right, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Butch, we'll get your call. Wide open lines for you. You got something you saw from this weekend? Has you thinking about the Bills, where they land in the NFL hierarchy? It's near the top, if not at the top. Jeremy and Joe here on a Victory Monday, Buffalo Bills Football Monday. You can join us here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.